Support for this public radio podcast is provided by Cleveland Clinic, expanding globally and committed every day to providing innovative treatments and hope to patients worldwide. Online at clevelandclinic.org. And by Constellation Energy, a global provider of fuels, power, and energy services, committed to environmentally sound, energy-efficient, and sustainable energy solutions. Constellation Energy, the way energy works.
The River of Life and Taxes.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Live from Cairo, Egypt, I'm Scott Jagow. Today we begin on the Nile. I'm underground in a cavernous chamber. For centuries, this is where the river's water level was measured. Egyptians used a stone column known as the Nilometer to gauge the annual flood. The flood was the most important event of the year. It not only determined feast or famine for Egyptians, it also determined the level of taxation on farmers. Modern Egypt is trying to create a new tax base through technology. Amy Scott has more.
In row after row of cubicles, young men and women take calls in Spanish, Arabic, and English. On the wall, a motivational poster spells out TEAM. Together, everyone achieves more. It's a typical call center, but the customers on the other end of these calls might be surprised to learn it's based in Egypt. 26-year-old team leader Sarah Mahdi says she's not allowed to tell.
You know, we end up guessing together. Okay, you can guess. And they start guessing. And finally, I'll tell them, well, keep guessing. I cannot tell you. And they laugh. They say, okay, as long as you can give me the service, I don't mind.
Exceed is the largest call center in the Middle East. It's growing fast. Mohamed Fouad is vice president for service delivery. He says the company hires between 50 and 60 people every month. The goal is to capture some of India's outsourcing success.
We're quite sure that we will never go head-to-head with India because India got something that we don't have, which is scale. They do have a lot of people.
Exceed offers a fairly neutral accent, Fouad says, and its agents speak not just English, but also Greek, Portuguese, and Hebrew.
So this is basically a different value proposition that India offers, and we offer that also at a very, very competitive price.
The company offers Egyptians a decent wage. A starting agent earns up to $500 a month. That's many times a typical government salary. Then there's the environment.
Buildings provide modern open working spaces and are equipped with fast elevators.
Exceed is one of dozens of high-tech companies situated in a sparkling new business development called the Smart Village. It's just outside Cairo. This promotional video touts perks like free shuttle buses and underground parking. Guest relations manager Mona Francis sees the Smart Village as a model for a new Egypt.
You wouldn't find a paper on the floor. You wouldn't find a cable hanging from a building. We are trying to create something that is unique.
For many Americans, a sterile suburban business park like this wouldn't inspire much enthusiasm, but people are willing to commute several hours to be here. 25-year-old Reem Fahmy with Exceed seems genuinely proud to come to work.
It's one part of society that you'd like to be with. I mean, if you go to Hollywood, you'd like to be there, right? So it's the same idea. It shows that people are fighting to make this a better country and stuff, and at the same time, you're going to be part of that.
There's plenty of room for those who want to be part of the Smart Village. When construction is complete, businesses here are expected to employ some 30,000 people. Outside Cairo, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by Society for Human Resource Management. Online at shrm.org. Middle East Reporting is supported by Cleveland Clinic, expanding globally and committed every day to providing innovative treatments and hope to patients worldwide. Online at clevelandclinic.org.
This is our final segment from Cairo for the Middle East at Work. We end with a success story. Hold on a second. Sorry, that's my phone. Oh, it's someone who doesn't want to pay for a call, so they hang up before I can answer. That happens a lot here. So let's talk to Alex Shalaby. He's CEO of Mobineel, Egypt's largest mobile phone company. In our latest conversation from the corner office, I asked him how these missed calls affect his business.
Not very well. Thank God it's a phenomenon that has diminished. At one point, it used to chew up about 30% of our network capacity because when you set up a call, you connect to the other end, it starts ringing, and then you disconnect. I mean, there's no revenue, of course. Our marketeers were quite clever in introducing on our network a per-second billing. So that has reduced this callback phenomenon. I mean, the phone was really used as a paging device.
Mm-hmm. In the United States, just about everyone has a cell phone. In a country like Egypt, how do you grow the cell phone business? It's got to be a different approach than you would take in the U.S.
To increase the penetration, you really have to go to the lower levels of the economic spectrum of the population by introducing solutions. The more friends and family or individuals that are on your network, we offer them attractive propositions.
How would you pinpoint the difference between the Egyptian business culture and, say, the American business culture?
One is more pragmatic and less emotional. Mm-hmm. I used to tell my AT&T colleagues when I was based for AT&T in Egypt that this is a very old culture. So for Pete's sakes, don't ask me to come and change Egypt. I mean, we have to adapt to the market here in Egypt. But by the same token, we needed to employ kind of the Western standard in our business.
What about your employees? How did you communicate to them what you were trying to do by mixing the two business cultures?
I'll tell you, we have adopted a completely transparent employee promotion system. Now, that was not something that kind of comes natural or is part of the culture per se. But I'm very happy to have instituted to make it very clear that you are promoted based on your performance and your potential.
You look like you're having fun. Are you having fun as the CEO of this company?
Sometimes the challenges get to you a little bit, but it is a lot of fun, and I'm truly enjoying it.
Alex Chalabi, the CEO of Mobineal, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity.
We have much more at marketplace.org. And next week, our PM show broadcasts from Dubai. That's all from Cairo. I'm Scott Jagow. Enjoy your weekend.
وسائل الإعلام الأمريكية.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.